Madam President, ministers and honorable delegates, good morning. It's a great honor for me to address the World Health Assembly today. Let me first say that Sweden fully supports the statement made by Denmark on behalf of the European Union and its member states yesterday. Let me commend the WHO for making universal coverage the subject of our general debate at this year's World Health Assembly. Universal health coverage is indeed a central issue for all countries. Sweden has a long-standing tradition of publicly funded health care based on solidarity and universal coverage. The overarching aim for Swedish health care is good health and health care on equal terms for all the population. Health care should be provided with respect for human dignity and needs. These guiding principles, along with an equal geographical distribution of health care services and a moderate patient fee to guide patients to the appropriate level of care, provide a solid basis for the universal health coverage in Sweden. We are proud of the fact that we in Sweden today live longer and healthier lives than ever before. At the same time, the aging of our population also implies an increased demand for care in the next 10 to 15 years. In order to meet this challenge, we are actively working with active and healthy aging strategies. By making it easier for private providers to engage in the healthcare sector, we have increased access to both primary care and pharmacies. We are also using a system of transparent reporting, comparison, and assessment of healthcare data on outcomes and costs. This improves performance and quality of services. When both good and poor results are accounted for, and it is open for everyone to see which provider delivers substandard care and where the pinnacles of healthcare quality are, it makes healthcare more accountable to the public. From these open comparisons, we also have a better understanding for the differences in equity within the Swedish healthcare system. I believe that reducing inequalities in access to care and improving quality is key for enhancing universal health coverage in Sweden. Madam President, to maintain universal health coverage is still challenging, especially in the context of a global financial crisis. However, especially in times of crisis, true efforts should be made to ensure that everyone have timely access to affordable, quality health services. Let me briefly touch upon another challenge to achieving and guaranteeing sustainable health systems, antimicrobial resistance. The effects for individuals and health systems are a growing concern. Affordable first and second line antibiotics in low and middle income countries are rapidly losing their effect. Diseases that are easily treatable today might soon become deadly. As WHO signaled during World Health Day last year, if no action today, no cure tomorrow. I would therefore like to invite you all to a side event on this subject that Sweden organized together with Ghana today at 12:15 in room number 9. You are most welcome to that occasion. Finally, Madam President, let me conclude the ongoing reform of WHO. We have been encouraged by the engaged discussions among member states during the past year. I believe that we must now sustain the momentum and move ahead in a constructive way. A new financing model for WHO is crucial and urgent. I believe that we need to work together with the Secretariat to arrive at a transparent, predictable and sustainable model. Sweden fully supports Dr. Chan's vision to make WHO a smaller, sharper and smarter organization. At this health assembly, we as member states have the opportunity and responsibility to take important steps towards making WHO a more efficient and thereby stronger organization. An organization which delivers on its objective and achieves the highest possible level of health by all people. Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to act. We must not miss this opportunity. Thank you very much.